Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
November 7th is a very special holiday, and you had no idea. You woke up this morning. It's a big day. You're going about your life as normal, or maybe you're not, and you realize, it's a big holiday, actually. No one is here to tell me except for Abby, because November 7th is National Men Make Dinner Day. Uh-huh. So, moms at home, if you have something to get done today, just push it off on your husband, if you've got one.
But if your man typically makes dinner, does that mean I have to make it for him tonight?
Yes!
I think that's what it was set up for, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. All right, baby, leftover Chipotle.
All right, Luke Combs says he wanted to crawl into a hole after Tracy Chapman called him out for switching a lyric in the song that he covered, Fast Car.
I said, we gotta make a decision, leave the night or live this way. And then it goes into the chorus for the first time. And then that's the verse that at the very end of the song closes the song as well. And she said, so when you recorded the song, you said, still gotta make a decision instead of we gotta make a decision. And that was the first time that I knew that I recorded the song incorrectly. Because I remembered when she said it, I wanted to crawl in a hole.
So he basically just said this one small change. He said, instead of saying, we got to make a decision, he said, still got to make a decision. And that one thing has bothered him so much that every time he performs it live now, he doesn't do it the way he recorded it because it was wrong. So anytime he does it live, he switched it to the way it was originally intended from Tracy Chapman. We got to make a decision. So shout out Luke for keeping it biblically accurate.
Owning his mistakes.
Owning his mistakes and then fixing it. Who knew? Men, growth. Love that for them.
Showing accountability, man.
Whoa,
wow.
Oh, really took a nasty turn quick, didn't it? Just could have done the story and moved on.
I was sensing a lull. I needed to spice it up a little bit.
It's been a rough week. Let it go.
Mm-hmm. All right, Travis Kelce is defending Jason after that whole phone-throwing incident that happened where Jason was walking into a stadium over the weekend and some guy called Travis a homophobic slur. Jason, obviously very upset by this, approached this guy, who I think is like a college student at Penn State, grabbed his phone, threw it on the ground, and smashed it. It's a little embarrassing. He apologized for it, but Travis Kelce said he totally understands where he's coming from.
I know it's weighing on you, brother. That sucks. You shouldn't feel this much. Obviously, the scrutiny and the media like view on it, and everybody passing around the videos that are being out there. I mean, that's going to make it a bigger situation than I think what it really is. But the real situation is you had some clown come up to you and talk about your family, and you reacted in a way that was defending your family. And you might have used some words that you regret using. And that's a situation that you just got to kind of learn from and own.
It's really self-deflating when you let your emotions get the best of you and you act in a way that you normally wouldn't. The difference here is that this is national and world news if you are a celebrity, right? And online, you have to be perfect. You must be a perfect human being or you are one step away from being canceled every single second.
Oh, people are going to pounce on that imperfection for sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to remember, too, that in that moment, I think we knew that was out of character for him. Sometimes when people do that, that's either a sign of their character or it's out of character for them. So that's when you have to decide, is this who they are or is this just completely out of character?
I feel like the fact that he played in such an aggressive sport, football, for so long, and it was never an aggressive story about him throughout his entire career, for him to have one now in his post-career, like, he should get a ton of credit for that.
And everybody that talks about this guy, I've seen players that used to play with him on the Eagles coming out saying, this is the guy that if I was sitting alone in, like, the NFL cafeteria by myself, he would come up and make small talk with just to make me feel welcomed. He's, like, such a great guy. But as I I said, you have to be perfect online. And if not, then they want to change your character immediately. Yep. That's the new story.
100%. But here's the thing. We have such a long history with Jason Kelsey that this one thing happens and we're able to move on from it. Like if this was some new hotshot that Taylor had been dating or any other celebrity, we would see this and immediately make a judgment on them.
Well, he handled it perfectly. I mean, he came on national TV and said, I'm embarrassed. I know that people are taking sides about this thing. This is not who I am. I should have never matched his negativity with and use the word that he did over and over and over again. And when you watch the video enough, you realize like this kid was such a D-bag. And this is, he specifically went there for this reaction.
Yep. 100%. But I mean, weirdly enough, like I haven't seen a lot of discourse about it online. Like I feel like everybody loves Jason Kelsey so much that we were kind of like, okay, he apologized. We're going to move on.
I think it's just the constant sharing of the video. Mm-hmm. And like, you're going to have to sit in that and know that's going to be out there forever. And your kids are going to see it someday. Mm-hmm. So there's probably a level of shame and embarrassment that he's just really putting on his own shoulders.
Yeah, there is a lesson there for your kids also, though, is that, you know what? We make mistakes. And then when we do, we apologize. And most people are very forgiving.
Most people. Not everybody, but most people. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Do you miss anything on the Burt Show earlier if you were listening live, like that one Burt Show listener that asked us to do a background check on her new boyfriend and got some really shocking info? Well, don't miss it later on in the day because our show is on podcast on demand. Listen whenever you have a chance. Go to theburtshow.com. Or any of your podcasting platforms.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.